Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Kyle!
I'm here. We'll talk about all the good stuff.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network, thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can get us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And don't forget to give the show a rating, leave a review if you feel so inspired. It always helps. We've had some great guests on lately, including Desi Leidick of The Daily Show, The Jesus and Mary Chains, William Reed, The Veronicas, John Bradley. He's starring in the new Three Body Problem on Netflix. Adrian Linker from Big Thief, Anna Camp from Pitch Perfect, Chris Robinson, lead singer of The Black Crows. We also talked with Luke Hemmings, Joe Keery, Neil Finn. And of course, we had our 900th episode special, featuring Brandon Flowers of The Killers, Dolly Parton, Shelley Hennig, Gracie Abrams, actor Michael Shannon and Michael C. Hall, Sarah Silverman. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest catching up with my old buddy, Sheryl Crow. She's back with a brand new record called Evolution, a record that comes after Sheryl announced right here on this show in 2018 that she wouldn't be making any more LPs. We're going to discuss teaming up with producer Mike Elizondo as a way to bypass all of her own tricks, the cinematic nature of some of the songs, and the fear and empathy that permeate the lyrics. Sheryl's going to go on to tell us why she doesn't celebrate the way the music industry currently works, why she's not writing songs for 20-year-olds about sex, and she'll preview her upcoming tour with Pink. You get all that and more. We're talking Evolution. It's Kyle Meredith with Sheryl Crow.
Hey, Kyle, how are you? Man, we go way back, don't we?
We go way back. In fact, so I was thinking, because you having an album brings everybody back to a little announcement you made in 2017 or 18, whatever it was, and it was on my show. And I know you made it other places too, but I was thinking, like, you announcing that on this show, on this series, was one of the first interviews to help legitimize this whole thing on kind of a national, global level, because everybody ran with it. And I wanted to say thank you for helping to do that and for trusting me. But also, I also remember after that interview, I thought, I wonder how long it'll take her to change her mind.
Well, I want to say that it was AI that said I wasn't going to make another record, and yet there was no AI then. That's not entirely true. You know, I still feel the same way, Kyle. I feel like, you know, it's still counterintuitive to how I feel about making records when people don't listen to them the way you sequence them. You know, I'll have a song that's on a playlist with people I've never even heard of, you know. But I will say that this circumstance was so weird. In the middle of all the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame build up and stuff, I found myself going and writing songs and really thinking about the things that were concerning me at the time, like AI and like what was happening here in Nashville. And I wrote a bunch of songs, and I called my friend Mike Elizondo, who's an amazing producer, just an incredible human being, and said, look, I don't want to produce myself. If you like any of these, would you produce them? And he literally took my guitar vocal or piano vocal demos and built movies around them. And so I just kept going. And then the next thing I knew, I had an album. So, and I knew I was going to have to answer, why did you say that? But I am just saying that it's a collection of pertinent songs put into an album form. It's just a collection of songs, not an album.
Yeah. Well, I will say artists have to create one way or the other.
Yes.
And much like myself, you're an album baby. We grew up on it. So it's not so out of the realm. But even as a collection of song, and pardon my language, I'm going to call a little bit of bullshit on that, because there is a sound. There is a, and maybe that's this partnership that you're talking about with Mike.
Yeah.
But that's, I think all of your albums have that, and all their albums have their own mood. So I don't know why I was surprised, but I found myself surprised this time because of that right there, because I'm like, oh, this does have a mood to it. You know, like there is this sound. Did you find that you were sort of tracing that you were looking for that as you were going forward?
It was an interesting process, because I think my producing myself is a couple of things. I think I basically determine what I want the movie to look like, right? And it's largely based on where I'm at in my life. But also, I think I'm a bit of a controlling person, you know what I mean? Like, I like to play the instruments, and I like to like create and unwind and then do something different. You know, I find myself in every aspect of record making, with the exception of playing drums. So this for me was a, you know what, I can't blow my mind, and that's what I need right now. I need my mind to be blown with the work I've created. And so I had to let go of, like, I would walk into the studio and Mike would have created without me, just using my guitar and vocal or my piano and vocal, this incredible, like, Martin Scorsese masterpiece. And the first time I heard Evolution, which was the very first song, I was like, oh my God, I started crying. I was like, I don't even know what to say. This is so amazing. And then part of me felt like, oh no, I'm not playing the bass on this. I'm not playing. And then I was like, hey, guess what? That's awesome. You know what I mean? So it was just the biggest gift I gave myself, to not gnash teeth over recording these songs. All I did was write them. Man, and I'm telling you what, joy, joy, joy when I listen to them.
And we'll be right back right after this.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Cheryl Crow. Well, and since we're there, Evolution and that sound, that sweeping sound, that cinematic sound. In fact, the first time I heard it, I thought, if it reminds me of anything that you've done in the past, the closest thing I could think of was your James Bond song. Like, oh, it's wow. Got that kind of feeling to it, you know, like that
drama, like lots of dramatic, you know, swells. And, you know, I do think the one thing that was really beautiful about one of the things that Mike did that was so beautiful was that he listened to what the song was about and he brought his experience to it. And there is fear in that song, and there's an overwhelmingness to it. And then there's that moment when in the third verse where it comes down to nothing but the voice and some ticking, that you go, that is our vulnerability in the cosmos of all of this. I mean, he really did capture, he did things I could not do because I don't understand how to do it. And I love that. And if there's nothing else, by this point in my life that I know about myself, it's that learning is what keeps me going. Learning new things, having my mind blown. I mean, it's gotta be there. Otherwise you just quit doing it. And it's what keeps me going. And it was so much fun to walk in and just go, oh my God, I can't believe. The second song I sent him was Broken Record, which is just like this bratty sort of F you. To a lot of people that I know. And Nobody would touch it. Like I played it for my band and they're like, ugh. And I played it for Jeff and he's like, ugh, you know, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna, I don't know what to do with it then. And I sent it to him and he was like, oh, let me at this. And it opens up. I mean, I feel like, oh, there's Mike Elizondo. It's like, it's got that funky Beastie Boys thing at the beginning of it. And then it kicks into Sheryl Crow. And it's just, I mean, he's a genius.
With the line, it's not hard to be nice.
It's not that hard to be nice.
And then on where, to be free means learning not to care. Like, again, as you're talking about, once you start figuring out what you needed to say, like it starts to feel like this seems to be what the thesis a bit, or at least a mantra of the record.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of mantra. I think mainly because I'm a meditator, but also, you know, it's not, I don't know, I don't think it's in our essence to not care. But we also have to learn how to feel. And I think we have really specialized in the last few years. I mean, as Westerners, we've specialized that in that forever. You know, you have a bad breakup, well, just try not to think about it, make yourself busy. Now we've become quintessentially perfectionists at it. Of not feeling, because we can turn off the TV and not look at the gun violence, or we can get on Instagram and just scroll, and then put that away. And, you know, I think in order to care, we actually have to feel. And it asks that question, how do we care, if we can't learn how to feel again? And the fact that we are learning to feel is like, I scratch my head.
It's interesting to hear you explain that because, you know, as I look at the track list and you get to Don't Walk Away, you are feeling on this record, even if that's not a direct reflection of something's going on. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's, you know, or someone else, but like, where did you have to go to get into that? Because that's, it feels like one of the most vulnerable moments I've ever heard you know, commit to record.
It is, and I, you know, there's a couple of things I think. I could speak to with being my age is that you do have this feeling that no one's ever going to hear this anyway. So there's some safety in that. But the other thing is for me to write now, I can only write about the things that are on my mind and on my heart. I mean, I could certainly sit down in the studio with Jeff or by myself and craft a song easily. Would it get played? I don't know. It depends on who cut it, you know. And I'm not gonna write songs for 20-year-olds. I'm not gonna write songs about sex. I'm not gonna, you know, it's and while that might be what is really hitting hard, I find that in music it's the messenger as well, or even more, is what catapults songs. So for me to sit at the piano and write about somebody that I love whose life is falling apart because of COVID. You know, a lot of relationships kind of came apart. Of course, a lot of people also met each other. There were some things that were really wonderful about the isolation, and there were things that were also challenging. And I could relate to the song because I'm not married and it was difficult for me to stay in the room. And, you know, I think if we get into what our nature is, whether we're fight or flight or whatever, and we really look at ourselves hard, that song addresses some of that stuff, you know. And I don't know, I didn't when I wrote it, I literally thought, what would I ever do with this song? I mean, who would want to hear it? And when I sent it to Mike, I always said, you're the barometer. And he's like, man, people will relate to the fact that you do believe in love, but sometimes believing in love means doing the hard work, not knowing what the future looks like, but staying in the room.
I'm so glad you did. Like I said, that it's such a powerful moment on this record.
Thank
And
you.
it, you know, I didn't have the lyrics going into it, you know, until afterwards, so I didn't know what to expect, and it just kind of punches you. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Sheryl Crow. It's also interesting to hear you talk about, like, you know, writing it not knowing who's going to listen, because not thinking it, you're never going to make another record. Like when I hear like Do It Again, and it just feels so comfortable. And I thought, you know, that's got to have something to do with that. My assumption anyway is like, you know, if you're not pushing for, if, oh, it's got to be an album, you know, it's, oh, I've got to push for something. Like, did it feel like the weight was gone from any of these songs, assuming there was a weight at all?
No, I mean, I'll be honest. You know, and Kyle, I probably said this to you before too. My kids say, "Mom, you were born in the 1870s." I You know, part of me, it's hard for me to celebrate the way music works now, because you can feel like your best work is in front of you, but you really basically, the shot of breaking through all of what's out there is so slim and nil, that instead of me thinking about what can I write that will break through, I write what is it that I can feel really good about A, playing out, and B, then going and playing live. I had a really funny conversation with Lionel Richie at a gig that I opened up for him and Billy Joel. And Lionel was like, he said, you know, when you play new songs? And I said, no, I wasn't sure. Are you asking me, like, when does Sheryl Crow play new songs? I said, no. And he goes, never. And I said, you never play new songs? He goes, nah, they don't want to hear that shit. They want to hear the old stuff, you know? So now whenever I play something new, I tell that story and I go, okay, now I'm going to bore you. You guys can go to the merch table or go get a beer, go to the bathroom. I'm going to play you Do It Again.
See, but I want to hear that. Like, I want to hear you guys jam that out for 10 minutes on stage, honestly.
And we will. Kyle, yeah. We will, you know. And that song, you know, that song to me sums up the whole album. The fact that you can have all of these emotions, but every single day you get a clean slate to mess it up again, you know, and then you go to bed and you have to let go of yesterday. It stays in the past and you get a clean slate the next day, you know, and there's glory in that, you know, there's total glory in that. So that's, you know, that's the way I try to live.
Well, I know I'm up against the clock here. I'll quickly say that you're also touring with Pink this year, which is very exciting. How are you practicing your acrobatics? Are we going to see you guys both up there?
Yes. Right now I'm able to do a cartwheel. I'm not quite at my backbend stage yet. I will say I tried out for cheerleading when I was a seventh grader, and I'm the most not flexible person ever, I think, because I'm a runner. So yeah, probably not going to be doing any acrobatics, but I will definitely be trying to sling my guitar a little, if that will work.
It's not nothing, right?
That's not nothing. Yeah. At my age, that's not nothing.
Right, right. I am excited to see this. I cannot tell you how much I love this album and how happy I am, selfishly, as a fan, that you decided to go ahead and do another record, because I just want you to keep doing them. Honestly,
oh, thank you. I probably will. I mean, honestly, I don't know what else to do with myself. And the only way, you know, I go on social media and bitch about crap, but I'm just going to be told to F off. So I like to be able to just write songs and say, it's not all unhopeful, but there are things that are definitely we all feel. So let's just get into it a little.
It is such a pleasure to talk to you, as always.
Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
My thanks to Sheryl Crow. The new album is called Evolution. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do, while you're there, give the series a rating, leave a review as well. After that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, music news as well. One of my recent shows features some classics and favorites from Dinah Washington, Soul to Soul, Tom Petty, Marshall Crenshaw, Soul Coughing, Stillwater, Gorillaz, Wilder Woods, Warren Treaty, Rage Against the Machine, The Smashing Pumpkins, David Bowie, Danielle Ponder, Bonnie Bishop, Mumford & Sons, Kings of Leon, and my interview with Kula Shaker. Just an example of what you get every weeknight, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
Sometimes you have to be told to take a vacation or else.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.